The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome, and this is All About Real Estate. If you're thinking about selling a home, if you're selling a home, if you just want to talk about buying or selling a home, if you've got any kind of questions concerning real estate, this is the place to be. You can reach us live right now, 410-922-6680. You can also text me, 410-530-2400 if you want to ask a question. I will try to get to you right away. Gosh, it's already August. August the 8th, I guess the summer is gone. Got a call this week, and they said they were thinking about selling, but they heard that August was not a good time to sell. Well, if you've listened to me for a while, I think you've heard me say that the best time to sell is when you're ready and when your house is ready. So if you're ready to move, your house is ready to move, August is a good time to sell. Moving is really a big decision for anyone, and not everyone has that luxury of choosing the perfect time to make the change. I mean, sometimes our age, our health, employment, family situations can all influence us when it's time to relocate. Some people have to move immediately. They don't have a choice. A job loss, a move, financial difficulties. And there's a lot to think about. And as I say, it is really a luxury to have the time to choose when you can move. So much to think about. So many questions. Will I have the finances to move? Is my home, can I stay here longer? Do I need to worry about the steps, the ramp, a stair lift? What should I put in till I can get it ready to move? Will my family members be supportive? Or I don't want to move and my family members want me to move. With summer winding down, it's actually a great time to consider making that move. Schools are getting ready to start again, and families are getting back into their routine. So the parents have maybe a lot more time with the kids back in school to get the home ready to move. At least they've got the daytime to make that happen. What works best for you? And where are you going to be moving? Are you going to an apartment? Are you going to a condo? Maybe you're going to share a home. Remember the Golden Girls? You might consider moving in with family, or you might consider having family move in with you and share your space if that works. Consider your next move. Is it time to right size? Whenever you manage tasks such as maintenance and yard work and feeling overwhelming, especially when you can't get help, it's just scarce. There are also many resources to help. Maybe you don't have to move right away. We can get help for you. But also, if you do need to move, we can help you. So when you say, is August an okay time to sell? If you are ready to sell, it is an okay time to sell. Have some good things to tell you today. I've got a home that I've been talking to you for quite some time. I'm quite excited about it. If you want to escape the hustle and bustle of city life, if you want to settle into a restored barn that's on an expansive private land, over 2 acres, then I may have the living space for you. This isn't just a home. This is an experience. It gives you a deeper connection to nature, a simpler way of life. You've got space for gardening. You can grow your own food. You could cultivate a sustainable and healthy lifestyle right outside your doorsteps. And you're still located just minutes from the major highways. You can enjoy the peace of the countryside while maintaining easy access to other amenities. You're close to the highway, you're close to shopping, but you feel very secluded and private. You're at the end of a cul-de-sac. It's for those people who want the best of both worlds. They want the feeling of the country, but they want to be nearby to get to work or to get to family, etc. So this is a converted barn, I think maybe 30 years or more. It was an open barn that had horses in it. And now it is a beautiful structure, a home with about 5 bedrooms, a number of bathrooms, a first floor primary suite. It has multiple decks. It has porches. It has walkouts. It's all above level. There is also a separate guest apartment that is wonderful. In fact, if you're moving in, say you're moving and your moving truck is here and, you know, it's time to unpack, you could actually live in that studio apartment because it comes furnished while you're getting all of your insides of the new house ready. Same thing if maybe you are moving because of a job transfer. Maybe one needs to come ahead of the family. Possibly you could come in and you could move into that furnished apartment and live there. You could leave your home furnished wherever you are. And then when you're ready, you make the transition. There's a lot of things and ways to buy homes, to sell homes. And it also, maybe business people listen up. Maybe this could be a corporate retreat that serves as business offices. And that would allow you to work remotely while taking in the beauty and living in this lush farmland. Think about it. If you're looking for a retreat, if you're looking for conventional living, this home has endless opportunities and it is almost on the market. The photography is being done as I speak right now. I am hoping by tomorrow or the next day to have it ready for the public to see. Again, if you are thinking about living in a unusual, unique home, 4,700 square feet, first floor primary bedroom, every corner of the home has been updated for energy efficiency, for sustainability, heating and air conditioning, roof, siding. So you can really move in and start enjoying this home. And the grounds are beautiful. There's a 2-car garage, there's a gazebo, there's a chiminea, there's lots of open land, and yet you can be almost anywhere on this land and be private, not even see another house. Give me a call if you're interested in seeing this home at 3523 Southside Avenue, and that is in Phoenix, Maryland, zip code 21131. If you've got more questions, you can call me after the show at 410-530-2400. Can't wait to start showing that home. I want to congratulate the sellers of 3400 Halcyon. We got wonderful buyers. We went to settlement this past week, and this was my beautiful 7.5-acre piece of land in Stevenson. I cannot wait to see what the new buyers create for their dream home on this property. So I think if you're listening, you can hear, I don't have cookie cutter houses. I have very wonderful, unusual homes, and I will tell you more about them. Again, if you'd like to call in with a question, 410-922-6680. Another phenomenal home that I have, mid-century modern. Do you love mid-century modern? Do you like the clean lines? Do you like everything on one floor? Do you like everything being absolutely move-in perfect, which we're going to talk about what we consider move-in ready. But this home absolutely is move-in ready. It's sitting on an acre and a half. It is lush acreage, landscaped to perfection, a magnificent freeform heated pool. It has everything that I think you could want in a house. And if you love mid-century modern, this is the epitome of mid-century modern. It is ready for settlement probably as early as September. It is an architectural gem. If you'd like to hear more about it, give me a call, 410-530-2400. If you'd like to come see it, I would be happy to make an appointment and give you your own private tour. Same if you've got a real estate agent, either call the real estate agent or real estate agents, you're welcome to call me to get more information on this home. Two very exciting properties, the farm and the barn on the farm and the mid-century modern. And I've got others to tell you about, but we are going to step out and take a quick break. You are listening to All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome. You can reach us right now, 410-922-6680, or text or call me after the show, 410-530-2400.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com. Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homeroam.com, read her daily blog, or call 410-530-2400.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. Again, you're listening to All About Real Estate. If you want to call us, 410-922-6680. Earlier, I was talking about how this mid-century modern home I have is in move-in condition, and I thought, you know what? Let's describe what really is move-in condition or move-in ready. I think different people have different ways of describing it. So when you're out there and you're searching for a new home and you see that term in quotes, move-in ready, you might have some different, it might have some different meanings to some different people. But you need to understand what it truly means to you so that you can find a home that fits your expectations. That phrase, move-in ready, can vary from one seller to another, from one buyer to another, from one house to another. Someone might define a move-in ready as the home that I just described, the mid-century modern, which is absolutely perfect. It feels like a brand new home. It is perfect. And some people may say, well, there's a house that needs paint and carpet and, I mean, it, or it has the carpets and paint and everything, and it's, and the roof is updated. I don't really consider that move-in perfect, although you really could move into that house. So this home might be excellent for someone who wants to do a little bit of their own decorating. Maybe they want to change the carpet or take the carpets up and expose the wood floors and refinish them. Maybe they want to paint the colors they want to paint. But the bones of the house, the roof is in pretty good condition, the basement is dry, the appliances are working, all the systems are in working condition. But would you call that move-in condition, move-in ready? Again, it depends on your interpretation. Some buyers may go ahead and accept a home that hasn't been updated in years, but still livable. Some might feature outdated decor, outdated fixtures, but they're working. The plumbing's working, the heating's working, the air conditioning's working. For these buyers, as long as the essential systems function, this home can be considered move-in ready. There's also some properties that may not require major renovations. They may also be described as move-in ready. But only because the people are saying, yeah, it's move-in ready, it's got a good roof, it's got a dry basement, we can move all our furniture in, and we can then do the work we want to do. Again, as a buyer, important to understand your own comfort level. Important that your real estate agent knows your comfort level. Important real estate agents that you're asking enough questions of the buyers to find out what move-in ready really means. Are you willing to take on minor cosmetic repairs such as painting or maybe updating the appliances? Would you consider more extensive renovation? Maybe you would if the price was appealing. So while browsing property listings, pay attention to specific phrases that can highlight a home's conditions. Sometimes you might see as-is condition. sometimes you may see needs a little work. Sometimes it may say in need of TLC, which everybody knows means a little bit of tender, loving care. But I have another interpretation for those three letters. Some homes need tons of liquid cash to move in. Some need sweat equity. If you're really handy, if you've got a crew around you that's handy, if you've got a family that's really handy, then you may already have somebody that can do this work and may love helping you get your home into what you would call the move-in ready. But the idea of move-in ready, as I say, can vary widely. What does it mean to you? What can you allow your real estate agent to know what you will accept? And that way you have more choices when you're looking at homes and you find one that absolutely meets your needs. If you need one that has a specific amount of bedrooms, it needs to be in a certain school location, it needs to be on a quiet street with no traffic, it needs to be a certain distance from your work, that may be a home that you're willing to say, okay, it's not move-in ready, but it certainly has everything else that I need. My family could live here. We could start off here. We could make it the way we want over the future years that we're going to be living here. Anybody have any comments about that? Did you have a move-in ready home? Is that what you thought? Was it really move-in? What did you find wrong with it that you didn't expect? All of these things, there's lots and lots and lots of stories out there about what people think was a move-in ready and what they think is an as-is. And before you're running around looking at all kinds of houses, know those parameters. Sometimes you will see the pictures look fabulous. You read the description and you get that little tiny message in there, as is, needs cosmetics, ready for your finishing touches. All of these kinds of things are warning you that this is a home that's going to need some care, and some are going to need more than others. Many, many years ago, decades ago, actually, I was looking for my own personal home, and it took a long time. In fact, the real estate agent I was working with back then said to me point blank, "You will never find what you're looking for in your price range. It's not going to happen." So I did it on my own. I found a house. I found one that he would never have shown me because I told him, don't ever show me a house that didn't have a fireplace in it. Well, think about it, guys. A house without a fireplace, you can always add one. Why would you rule out everything because of that? Maybe if you're finding a house that the kitchen's not perfect, that it should not stop you. So again, I was really excited with my house. I loved having the space. It was perfect for me. It had the privacy and the freedom. If I wanted to make any changes, my home became that canvas for creativity and personal style. I never look back. I'm probably one of the only real estate professionals that have been in the business this long who's still in my first home. And when I'm talking to potential clients ready to move, I always share with them, I'm not going to move. I am never going to move. And the reason is, I'm not going to put myself through the stress that I'm about to put you through. And when I'm talking to agents or clients or other people when I'm speaking in front of a crowd, and they kind of gasp and say, well, you would never, ever say that to your seller, would you? And I say, absolutely. I tell every single one that I'm not moving, and the reason I'm not moving is because I'm not going to go through this stress. But I do love guiding others through the home buying process. I want to make sure that they find their special place like I did, where they can create lasting memories, whether it's a rancher, whether it's a condo. My mission is to help each buyer, each seller discover a space that resonates just with them, just like mine does for me. And there's nothing quite like helping that couple, that family, that individual, when they say, this is my home. This home is speaking to me. I hope you found your special home. And if not, you might want to give me a call. Let's get a list of things that you are interested in. What are important to you? Let's find out. Then, among those things are the area. What area do you want to be in? What size house? What style house? Does it need to have a fenced yard? What kind of heat? What kind of basement? What kind of, how many bedrooms? So all of these things, if your agent does not know what you're looking for or what the most important thing for you is, that is probably something that you should get on the ball with. We can show you everything that comes on the market, but it's like needle in a haystack. You're going to show every house that pops on the market. You can actually learn a tremendous amount from reading about the homes online, about reading the advertisements that you see, about reading the blogs and seeing the photography before you go out. I mean, I have one guy who has been looking for something for, I guess it's a couple of years now. And each time we find something that I think would be perfect, there is something that does not fit with him. I think he's got something called analysis paralysis. I have found perfect homes. He has found things in that home that are what I consider very minor, but yet he's nixed the property for that reason. And yet I will get a call from him and he will say, 123 Main Street just came on the market. Let's go see it. And I do some research on it. It is not in the area they want. It is not the style that he wants. It's not in the condition he wants. It doesn't have a walkout basement, which he wants. All of these things. And he says, but I really want to see it anyway. That is a waste of time. If they're having an open house, go see it. But somebody who's been looking for a couple of years and still not making a decision, you might wonder how much are they really, really interested in buying a house, or are they afraid to buy the house, or maybe their finances are not in order to buy the house. Be careful that you, and I'm talking to agents now, be careful that you're not acting as a tour guide, that whenever somebody gives you a call, they want to see a house, no matter what house it is, you make an appointment without seeing the house, without talking to the real estate agent. You just make an appointment and you go meet a buyer out there. Sounds like nobody would do that, but I'm telling you, it happens all the time. People come to see properties. The agent and the buyer have never met. It's the wrong location. It's a waste of everybody's time. Think about that. We are going to step out and take another break. This is Margaret Rome, All About Real Estate, and our call-in number, 410-922-6680.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself, looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you, and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress, and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that will ease the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. More houses that I want to tell you about. I do have another house that is move-in ready. It has been totally repainted. When I say painted, not just the walls, but even inside all the closets, it's really ready to move in. The carpet's new. The hardwood floors are shining. It's got a two-car garage. It is a colonial. It is located at 2007 Thistlewood Road. That's in 21209 Baltimore County, kind of between the Smith Avenue, Green Spring area, and Mount Washington. A colonial, fenced-in yard, screened-in, a full porch rooms with high ceiling fans, fenced-in, around and just off of the kitchen. So it's a great, great place to entertain depending on the season. There are three full bathrooms upstairs. There is a primary bedroom that is, I don't know the dimensions of it, but it's almost too big. The bed is lost in there. You really could divide it up and make another bedroom or two out of it. Lots and lots of light, two-zoned air conditioning, two-car garage, as I mentioned. If you're interested in this move-in-ready home, it is located at 2007 Thistlewood Road. That is a Beezer home in the park at Mount Washington, 21209. I'd like to tell you more about it. Again, all of these properties that I'm telling you about, you can see them, you can read about them, and you can check out the photos and the descriptions by going to the website margaretrome.com, and you can see every one of these properties that I am talking about. Nobody's going to follow you. Nobody's going to know you're looking at them. It's just a convenience that I have try to make easy for you so that anytime you want to see a property of mine or any others, you can just take a quick look at that. Another property that I have in 21207, different neighborhood, it is a single family. It's a split level. It's got three bedrooms. It's got 2.5 baths. It has a new roof, a new gas furnace, a new central air conditioning system, a new generator. It's got a huge backyard that's fenced in. It has a room that could be a sunroom or an exercise room. There is hardwood floors. There is some carpet. There is some luxury vinyl. This is one of those homes, as I was saying, as is, meaning it's livable, but anybody that would want to move into this home would want to move into this home and bring it up with the decorations they would like, the colors of paint that they would like, the color they would want to refinish the floor or re-carpet. If you want a home, good, solid home with all the new systems and new roof, driveway with an entrance right to the kitchen. If you're looking for something like that, but you want to make it your own, you want to put your own decorating touches to it, give me a call. This one is located at 3123 Betlow James Place, and that's in zip code 21207. It is a great three-level home that is ready for you to do some cosmetic fixing up. It could make a just a perfect home for anyone. Give me a call again. All of these you can see on my website, homerome.com or margaretrome.com. You can see what I mean. If you've got a question about any of them, I can answer them. I'd be happy to do that. Another property that I have, also another very unique, very unusual home, is a stone cottage in Cheswold. One of the best taken care of homes, one of the best restored older homes I've ever seen, from the stonework, from the plaster work, from the flooring, from the fireplace, from the electric, everything. This one has been restored to absolute perfection. And this is just a wonderful stone cottage, charming, great landscaping in the back. Rooms in the backyard are created from the controlled bamboo. It's a little paradise if you're looking for a home that maybe you're downsizing, maybe you're right-sizing and you're saying that big house is too much for me. This is a two-bedroom, one bath with an attic, with a lower level that you could add on to, or you could move in it right now. Give me a call if you're interested in 6240 Woodcrest Avenue. And again, that's in zip code 21209. One other one that I want to tell you about is a co-op. Co-op's different than a condo. It is a studio apartment, very large, wood floors, balcony, lots of windows, one whole wall is glass, but it is for probably one person, as I said, because it's a studio. Very reasonable. If you're interested in a bright, furnished studio apartment with a balcony, give me a call. This co-op can be seen. I can answer the questions about what a co-op is if you call me 410-530-2400. And with that, we need to step out and take a break. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. 2400.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Welcome back. This is All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. We were talking earlier about what buyers like, what sellers like, the way that a home is presented. When it comes to choosing a home, what is the perfect home for one of the buyers could be a deal breaker for another. So when you are selling to more than one person, one home that more than one person is going to live in, you really need to know what the turnoffs are for each one. Because if you take one to a home that's near the Beltway that one may not mind, oh, great, I can get out and, you know, see whether the traffic is moving. And the other one's saying, absolutely not. I'm not going to live near the Beltway. I don't want that noise. So, again, you can have some people who love that convenience. You have some that says, absolutely not. And if you're working with more than one person buying one house, you've got to first come up with what they absolutely don't want. Because if one of them's wants is completely opposite the others, those compromises need to be talked about ahead of time. Just like I've talked about this before, some people absolutely have to have a basement, and some people absolutely say, I don't want a basement. I have some people who say the basement has to be a walkout. I have others who would say, if it has a basement, I do not want a walkout. I want it safe so I can put the kids down there and not worry about them. So again, do you want a basement? Don't you want a basement? What kind of basement? Does it have to be finished? Would you like to finish it yourself? Another thing that comes up is location. City, county, school systems, work. Where do you actually want to be? Or are you flexible? I have somebody who is looking for a home right now. He can go $400,000-$500,000. He said, it doesn't matter where the location is. I want a rancher. I want at least one car garage. And I want there to be room for my parents if they decide to come live with me. He said, the location doesn't matter. It's the house that matters. So if you've got a home anywhere in that under $500,000 range with at least three bedrooms, a primary bedroom and bathroom, a garage, a little bit of land, not a lot. Give me a call. I've got somebody that is on the lookout, and they are not in a real hurry. I mean, if the right house came up, they would go right now. If not, they could wait. We could meet your timeline. For some people, heating is really important. Some people only want a heat pump. Some people only want oil. I've had people who say, I only want an oil-heated house. It's the best, warmest heat I've ever had. I've had other people that say, don't ever show me a house with oil. I have people that want gas. I have people that want propane. I have people that want geothermal. All kinds of different systems. Again, when you're working with a buyer, you need to find out what they are looking for, what is really important to them. Again, school systems, some people, the layout of the house is more important than anything. They may need separation. One may want this open floor plan, and one may say, I need more privacy for my office, for the kids to do schoolwork. I don't want my home open like that. Again, what one person loves may be what the other person cannot tolerate. Then you've got garages. Garages. People want garages, especially in Baltimore. But some people say, I only want a garage if it's attached to the house. I have people that will say, I don't want a garage that's attached to the house. Where to live, on what kind of street. Some people will say, I only want to live on a dead-end street, on a cul-de-sac. Others will say, nope, I need to be across from a shopping center because I don't drive. What is so, so interesting about real estate is that each of us has our own preferences. And sometimes we think we know exactly what we want. We are just so sure of I must have this rancher, I must have the fireplace, I must have the backyard fence. And yet the home they find, they fall in love, and it is nothing like the one that they described. So I'm telling you, don't get discouraged. Your house is out there. If you need some help, give me a call. You can reach me after the show, Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.